CliffCentral.com.
What's poppin', everybody? This is your boy Shane Eagle, and you are tuned into the Unplugged Radio Show right here on Cliff Central. What is poppin', South Africa? Thank you for tuning in to Unplugged and In Charge on Cliff Central. It's me again. You know what it is. Every single Thursday, you're hanging out with me, Vaughn Thiel. And today, for the first time in a while, I'm joined by my favorite team player, the Sekgo Maphanga.
What's up?
Back in the building. Yeah, man. So we've been apart for a couple of weeks. We've been too long.
Up.
Yeah, it's actually been way too long, bro. I felt the same way when I was with Sim in studio the other day. But you know what we're doing? We're rotating so we can keep the energy fresh. But it's always the same content. Always the same. Discussions around young people and what really matters. So we're really grateful for every single listener that tunes in and every single podcast download. So thank you guys very much for supporting us. Almost 3 years in now.
Yo.
So we're very
that's
excited.
That's like a degree if you think about it.
It is, eh? Actually, you know, we graduated, bro.
We just graduated.
Give me that love. We graduated. Thank you. Thanks to you guys.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. I'm probably going to go get like our graduation gowns.
Yeah, they got to hook us up. They got to hook us up like yellow ones.
Yellow ones
with like yellow gown with like the black hat.
Yeah.
And the little yellow thing that hangs from the top.
Swag.
That's too much.
You don't even know.
Garrett's going to award us the thing. Yeah, Garrett's going to give us our scroll. Yeah, we're 3 years in, baby.
You know, guys,
don't give up if you are studying. You will get there. We know it's tough right now. We know things are difficult. I think you were putting up some pictures of graduating the other day. Let's say, what was it yesterday?
Yeah, because I mean, this
you graduated. Just throwbacks.
Yeah, because this is graduation season, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, like the thing about graduation, guys, that is going to happen. You know, come hell or high waters, come fees must fall or not fees must fall. Come, you know, racist institutions or non-racist institutions, it's gonna happen. Like, they can't stop it. You know what I mean?
They can't.
And you're gonna feed off that energy and just keep going. What you should be thinking, though, is what happens after graduation? No one ever thinks that far.
That's true. That's
no one ever thinks that far.
That's true.
And we always go like the mainstream, you know what I mean? Like, get a job, blah, 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 then you realize you hate it,
you know what I'm saying?
Come back to life and do your own thing.
And we're supposed to be unplugged. And in charge.
Rumor has it.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you guys for tuning in, man. Like you just heard now, obviously, like, he comes in style every single time. I'm joined by Lesego Maphanga today. I'm so excited to hang out with my homie.
Yeah!
And hang out with you guys. We've got a cool show lined up. We've got some cool guests coming through. We're going to be talking healthy lifestyle, healthy living. We're going to be talking...
What's things outside of the box?
That's what I was about to say. Lesego's got the lowdown on the second half of what we're going to be talking about. He organized the guest. You know, Lesego, in typical fashion, came swooping in the last minute and said, "Yo, I got someone to come through today." So we're going to be hearing what...
Save the day.
Yeah, we're going to be hearing what he's got lined up for us, which is pretty exciting. But like, it's always going to be something focused around what matters, something focused around the youth. We're excited to share our views with you guys and for you guys to share your views with us, which is very important. So if you want to do that, please don't hesitate to tweet us using the hashtag Unplugged Radio Show. You can tweet Cliff Central at CliffCentral.com.
Yeah.
Lesego Maphanga at...
LSG_Maphanga.
Vaughn Thiel at V_TheEverything. And you can WhatsApp us at 079-748-2090. That's 079-748-2090. We really care about what you guys have to say, because at the end of the day, it's for you.
All I want to know right now, seeing that we're going to kick things off. I mean, I haven't seen Vaughn in weeks, guys. Probably been like a month.
Ash.
What's been going on?
Oh, bro.
It's first quarter done.
Yeah.
First quarter's done, you know?
Shout out.
What's been going on with Vaughn?
Yeah, man, it's been quite a crazy 4 months, man. It's been very busy. I've been working on a couple of campaigns for some clients. Hoping to, well, one will launch now in April. Keep your eyes out on that, guys. It's going to be on TV. It's going to be across... a prominent channel on DSTV. It'll also be online, heavily online. I think that's major. That's like the major push, because like everything in the world, everything lives online right now, and everything that's important you can find online. So look out for that. I've been working on that really hard.
Yeah.
I've been in the gym. I've been trying to, you know what I'm saying? I've been working on my fitness.
Boy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to lose this weight, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been tough. It's been tough, but I'm out here, dog. I'm out here trying to lose weight, trying to get that winter body, because I miss summer. So it's gonna work out in my favor soon. But I've been doing that. And then a couple of things, man. Traveling, we've been gigging a bit. You know, we've been working on some endorsement deals. I haven't seen you for quite a minute, man. I was in Germany for a day or two, and then we've been to like, oh man, we've been all around South Africa in the last couple months, and it's been crazy. We're working on our mixtape that it's not a mixtape anymore. It's actually an album. We decided like a few days ago.
Yeah.
So we're gonna drop in an album soon. Shane Eagle's gonna be dropping soon. So keep your eyes out for that. Gonna be really, really dope. So yeah, man, all the logistics of that, and it's just been a jam-packed 4 months. Like, the first quarter has been a hell of a quarter. Hell of a quarter.
So tell me though, because I mean, like, how long has it been? Because I mean, you were one of the first guys to drop the bomb, right? How long has it been since you quit your job?
Oh damn, yeah. Hold up. Shout out. It's been about. I've been working for myself 100% for the last. I would say 100% working on my own stuff for the last, going on 7 months now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And has it been worth it? How rough has it been?
Yeah. Oh man, unplugging yourself from that system of sort of safety and like security,
cushion.
You know, is a little scary. So it is very scary. I won't lie, because there is no certainty. But the one certainty that you have is that it's up to you. You know, it's like, You put that pressure on yourself and it makes you perform. So I think it's been exciting. It's been sort of exhilarating. It's been, in some parts, very rewarding. I think overall, though, it's been a really good learning experience. You know, it's been a really good learning experience that I don't think you can get without taking yourself out of what you're used to and putting yourself in a whole new context. Like, it's really been eye-opening, and it's been very fulfilling in the sense that, you know, I could give someone a job. You know, that's an amazing feeling. Pay them a salary and just sort of own my time a little more. So that's been awesome, and it's, look, every night I always say this, I quit my 9-to-5 for 24/7 but at the
swag.
Do you know what I mean? I quit it for 24/7, but the 24/7 is my 24/7, and I don't have a heavy heart during any minute of the work I do, because I'm really enjoying it. But it's scary, bro. It's scary. Nothing's guaranteed, though.
That's what I want to say, because I mean, there is this, you know, this preconception that you never know what's going to happen.
For sure.
Anything can go wrong at any time, you know? And obviously people, like, fall back because of the fear.
Yeah.
But, I mean, once you get over the fear hurdle, then everything pretty much works out. But to get over that is not easy, is it?
It's not, man. The fear of things bombing out is, like, consistently there, because remember, you've got clients that you deal with in corporates. I deal with corporates now, so corporates are cutthroat. Corporates are different, you know.
Different ball game.
Yeah, it's a different ball game, but it's exciting, man, and it is intense. But it's like this, man. I see it like this. I'm young enough to take these risks and push the limits, you know. It's been really good so far, and I really encourage you guys out there that are listening. If you guys have businesses that you've started, like young people that have started businesses, that don't even have to be booming yet. They don't even have to be turning over millions or even hundreds of thousands. But if they raking a little bit of cash every month, and if they're moving, if it's not like a dormant an account that's just sitting there that your mom puts money into, that's not a business. Do you know what I'm saying? We need to have young people that have started something small, it's making a bit of money and grows and it moves. Those young people, I just want to tell you guys, hang on to that. Don't give up on that. It's something that when you put your focus into and you redirect your energy, it will manifest. You know, the beginning of something isn't always a tidal wave. You know, it's sometimes just a little small tiny little waves that just crash onto the beach, and eventually it grows, and eventually it becomes bigger, and you'll feel the presence of that when it comes. But don't give up on it, man. It's not worth dropping what you've dreamt of starting and have started just because it's slow, you know.
Yeah.
So that's my theory too, man. My theory is that I'm working through that, bro. Like, I'm working through it. I'm looking for different opportunities. You know, I'm also very open, and young people as well, be open to making strategic partnerships. Do you know what I mean? Like, even with corporates.
Yeah.
You know, it's an important thing to not look at entrepreneurship as something, or like providing a service as something that lives in complete isolation. You want to involve the people that you provide the service to within the process in some way. You know, so look at corporates, look at these guys, and try and create a culture around what you're doing, man. It's it goes a long way, you know. And these are the lessons I've learned in a nutshell over the last couple of months. I'm still learning, I'm still growing, I'm still trying to figure this whole thing out. It's crazy, bro. Like, tax is crazy. Like, come on, SARS, let a man live, bro. Just let me eat, dog. I'm trying to eat. You're killing me, man. You're killing me. But yeah, so it's been cool. It's been exhilarating. It's been like very, 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 very intense. But worth it, man. Worth it.
The stress. All I'm learning is don't do tax evasion. That's what I'm learning right now.
That's true, guys. Do not avoid tax. Pay that thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But just, I wish it just wasn't that much.
See. Like, they just won't let us eat,
will they? They don't want us to win, bro. But hey, it's the way it works. Unfortunately, we cannot unplug ourselves from that system, but we can definitely unplug ourselves from what's deemed as traditional, and we can still make a decent living and be happy, you know. So that's what we're about. That's the culture we push on Unplugged and In Charge.
So basically our guest that we have today, and the reason why we kicked it off this way, is that they pretty much had a similar journey to you, Vaughn.
For real?
For real, for real.
Okay.
So we're going to have two people who are creatives, and if you know me, I'm so much a corporate. I dislike creatives because I think creatives are all over the place. Never on time, disorganized.
Wrong color belt,
wearing pink shoes with a pink cap. You know? What is that guy?
Someone's telling me he hates me. I'm heartbroken.
So we're going to have two creatives, right? They were pretty much working in you know, a normal 9-to-5 job.
Okay.
And that's what I'm realizing, you know what? I think I'm smarter than my boss.
Yeah.
And let me go do this thing my own way and let's see how it turns out. So, I mean, it's 4:15 now. So you want to give us what, like probably like another 2 minutes, we'll play a track, and then when we come back, we're going to break it down.
You know what it is, guys. Stay tuned. You heard Lesego what he's going to bring into the building. It's very important that you guys stay tuned and listen to that. Another thing we need to remember, or one thing I want to mention, is that during the conversation, do not forget to engage with us. We really want to hear what you guys have to say at 0794. Oh, listen to me, 4. You know when numbers are far away, I've really got to squint my eyes, guys. It's not fair. Hey, Palesa. Palesa, I need you to really fix these numbers on this door. Okay, Palesa? You hear me? Palesa's ignoring me, guys. She's our producer. Shout out to her for putting together all the technical requirements we need to make this thing happen. But in the meantime, I want you guys to hit us up on WhatsApp at 0797482090. We have a guest in the building that's going to be joining us after the song. And the guest in the building is an entrepreneur. She's been working a 9-to-5, she quit her job recently, or I'm not too sure how what recently is, but she's quit her job and she's doing her own thing. And she's trying to make that money for herself. Talking about making money for themselves, this next joint is all about doing that.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yena funa hamba Congo. Hey, what's up, everybody? Umar Razalo, aka Mr. Kwan, aka PLIND, and you're listening to the Unplugged Radio Show, 12 to 1 p.m. every single Thursday on Cliff Central. It's too short, like me.
It's too short. The shortest hour of the week, every single week. You know what it is, Lesego?
It's not a game, fam.
It's not a game, fam. It's not a game. You know what? It's not a game. Thank you for tuning in, guys. This is Unplugged and In Charge. If you guys have just tuned in, we are joined in studio by our first guest for the day. We are pretty excited to talk about entrepreneurship and specifically digital marketing. We have Desh from iVent in the building. What's happening, Desh?
Hey.
Slide closer to that mic for me. I want people to hear you clearly. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want them to leave here saying, oh my word, Vaughn and Lesego brought someone in and we couldn't hear any of their great advice. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, we want to talk to you about obviously what it is that you're doing, but we like to keep our conversations centered around a topic, you know? Centered around, you know, encouraging young people to kind of take control of their own situations and to not really conform to what is deemed as normal.
The
right?
Norm, yeah. Because whatever your teachers taught you was shit, it was rubbish.
Listen to Lesego, it was shit, it was rubbish. Don't listen to what they had to say. Listen to what we have to say right now, right? And if you want to join into the conversation, 0797482090 on WhatsApp. Desh wants to take your questions. Desh wants to hear what you have to say. And Desh obviously wants to give us some words of wisdom. So Desh, tell us a little bit about yourself. What is it that you do? What is iVent about? You were telling me something about digital marketing?
Yeah, cool. So iVent is a digital marketing agency, and we say we're an agency with a difference. There's two spheres, and I'm not going to try and get too technical.
Sure.
But on one side, we do the cool digital shit, basically, for brands.
Okay.
We help their social media, we write cool content, we produce content. And then on the other hand, we manage influencers. So we're not about to get them bookings or gigs, but we help manage their digital presence.
You manage influencers' digital presence?
Yeah. So basically, when we walk into a boardroom, we help brands understand influencers and influencers understand brands, and the end result is cool content that actually resonates with the audience, not the contrived stuff which is pay-per-tweet situations.
Yeah, you know, like that paid Twitter vibration.
Exactly.
That paid Twitter vibration.
I love this peanut butter.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Oh, you know, when I eat Black Cat, it really sets me up. You know what I mean? Like, no, shout out to Black Cat. I do eat you guys. So if you guys want to, you know, sponsor me, shout out. I'm in the building. I'm in the building. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yum, yum. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so you guys are actually building a culture around brands and influencers and getting them to understand each other so that the content can seem organic or actually be organic.
Yeah, I mean, because for me, authenticity is at the heart of everything we do. A background, I'm not going to get into it right now, but essentially I've spent 8 years in digital. I've worked at amazing agencies. I give absolutely credit to every single person that has killed it. You know, there's no such thing as a 9-to-5 in an agency environment.
Yeah, oh, that doesn't exist.
It just came to a point where I was like, we can't just be sitting and sticking to the brief because this is the end goal, this is the budget. We need to be fighting in the boardrooms for what is true and authentic. And having a background in music, I understood where your influences are coming from, your musicians. They want to be able to get more of a wider reach without having to so-called sell out. So now I can merge the two worlds and just have some really cool content out. So to your point, if it's not authentic, we don't do it because we're not a traditional agency model.
Sure, that is interesting. You said you had a background in music. Were you a performer? Were you a recording artist?
Oh, thanks for that credit. No, a DJ.
No, you were a DJ.
You know.
Oh, shit! Okay, he's in the clubs, right?
He's in the clubs.
Yeah! I know that. I know that very well.
He
does. No, he does that. I know Lesego, but he doesn't always capture it on social media because the brand clean.
Because he knows how to curate his Instagram.
Keep it clean.
This is my man, though. I know what this man moves on the low. But okay, so you were on the decks a couple years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good probably like 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
And I just think it came to a point where, I mean, you always have a passion for what you love, and I absolutely love music. I'm still entrenched in it.
Sure.
But I just knew that my purpose, without trying to sound very, you know, holier than thou, my purpose was to help other people.
Yeah.
And growing up with, I'm not going to mention names, but the guys that you see now on TV and radio, I understand their struggles. Being famous doesn't mean that you have everything in the bank and your worries are gone. So now I'm able to really help them get what they need from a digital perspective. And I think to touch on this, just where trends are going, and I hate saying trends because, you know, they change every year. It's all about what is your own narrative. Tomorrow, Facebook can close down Twitter. It's all about owned platform versus earned platforms, you know? So the first thing I'm like, do you have your own website? Do you own your own content?
Yeah.
What does that content look like, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what it's all about.
That's a really cool service that you're providing. I think it's definitely needed. If you guys have just tuned in, we've got Desh from iVent in the building talking to us about her digital business that she's running, a digital marketing business with two different spheres. One's focusing on building relationships and understanding between brands and influencers, and the other one is doing all the cool digital marketing shit. As she said, don't, you know, that's not me, that's what she said. It might be her slogan, that might be part of her company profile. I'm just saying. But we've got something coming up in the next couple of minutes too that really fits in with this idea of entrepreneurship, which we're going to dive into a little bit more with Desh. And we're going to be talking about healthy living and lifestyle, because I think that to be an entrepreneur, and especially as a young person, one of the things we need to really focus on are both, obviously, the business that we are building, and secondly, the business of keeping our body in shape, or keeping our health status in shape. You don't necessarily have to be a bodybuilder or a model, but you need to eat healthy and be a little bit conscious, drink enough water, you know, eat your greens. Our moms did tell us that. Our teachers didn't exactly teach us that.
Because they're rubbish.
Because they're rubbish. But our parents taught us that. So your mom's not rubbish. Your mom is the shit. All right. So we want to talk about entrepreneurship with Desh. And I know Lesego is a very, business-minded person, a very clinical guy.
I'll ask a question.
And he's got them lined up for you, Desh. So I wanna take a few minutes to enjoy this conversation with my listeners.
Desh.
Debate.
No, never. It's not like that. No, we won't throw it under the bus. We won't. You know what my question is? It's always been so fascinating, right? Why are large corporates so rubbish at understanding the market?
I think it's a bold statement. I think it definitely looks at, like, I don't want to get deep into it, but you need to see who is sitting at those channels. So who is your marketing managers? You know, who are your brand managers? And as we get them in the right place and they understand the market, they're going to be asking the right questions. And I've been seeing a shift lately.
Yeah.
I've been hanging around really cool brands, and these young brand managers are asking the right questions and they're pushing back. So as much as we can say, okay, cool, you know, we want to suggest X, Y, and Z, they're pushing back and saying, how about this person or that person? So I think we're changing, but it's a very slow change.
So when you say,
branded and say the corporate, and I'm not gonna try to fight with you on air. You can't say the corporates are rubbish, but I do feel it's down to an individualistic mentality.
Okay, so when you say these new marketing managers, or whatever the case may be, right? Are you talking about these? So you're saying that large corporates are getting what, younger guys that are coming in and are in the market,
but also,
so it's about transforming within the age, but transforming within the gender, and transforming within the race, right?
100% on all those levels.
Because if you're in a country that's 85% black, and you have a lily white marketing team, you're not going to win.
Exactly. Like you said it, you know. But I also think, I'm not discounting race and gender.
Yeah.
But I'm also saying that a lot of these guys are now more digitally inclined. Where you would have 4 years ago, they're saying, what's this Twitter thing, hey? Let's get involved. Mm. They're now actually growing up with all of that and they understand it. So that's what we're saying. We're going in and it's not an education, it's just a conversation.
Yeah, that's very important. But I think that talking about transformation, I'm also very sort of conscious and aware of the lack of it within our structures, specifically in corporate structures, even across the globe, across the ball, across the flipping field. What must I say? Ball, flow, globe, blah, 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 blah. But you get the picture. You know what I'm saying? You guys get the picture. We're not really up to standard when it comes to a lot of the transformation. But there's something that I've been toying with in my mind, within the line of this conversation with transformation. And you mentioned something interesting, and you said that there's young people coming through we need more young people coming through the structures that need to have like sort of final say. So what I was thinking is, do you think that the conversation of transformation should also include the conversation around putting young people in positions of decision-making positions, when especially when it comes to not necessarily all spheres of a corporate structure, but maybe in places like PR, maybe in places like marketing, maybe in places like innovation, maybe in communications, and in these spaces, because the majority of today's market is millennials. In fact, if you were born anywhere in the 90s, from 90 to 1999, you are now legal. You are now grown up.
Yeah.
You are now 18 and older.
Yeah.
So that already tells you that the majority of our market are young people. We cannot afford to have someone that is 50, 40, 45, 50, between 40 and 60 or whatever, running a marketing, innovation, communications department. Am I incorrect or what do you think, Desh?
You know what? I actually think that's such a key point. Early on in the year at the World Economic Forum, Arianna Huffington delivered this really cool keynote speech about the fact that organizations need to look at millennials are moving in. We need to look in a space that their way and their approach to work is very different to the older generation. They're of the mentality of the freestyle kind of situation where we don't want to work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
Mm.
And corporations need to adjust their PR, their HR policies and such to accommodate millennials. So to everything you said, I feel that we need to step change. We need to shift our way of thinking.
Yeah.
And maybe, yes, it's not about saying, oh, we need to now get a younger person in here. Maybe it's a coexisting situation where you have someone that has the skills and the years and the MBAs and the knowledge, but then getting someone groomed who's younger and they work together as a team. Because each one teach one, right? We can't just shift out and say, okay, goodbye, thank you.
That's very true. No, that's true. That's true. That would make sense.
Respect as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a very good point. And I think maybe that point could really wash across all spheres of transformation.
Exactly. It can.
Maybe that is very true, because what that does is it kind of creates the environment for, how do I say this, for like you educate each other, you know, you kind of grow each other's skill sets. So the only challenging part comes from, if you had to, let's put it in context, if you had to have a white man as a CEO, he now needs to take a younger black man and put him as his CEO counterpart and say, right, I'm going to groom you for the next 5 years so that you can actually run this business as a black man, which is, or as a black woman, which is true transformation, right? The issue here that we'll probably face is not one of a business process, because that the coexisting of that can exist 100%. Mm-hmm. I think it is 100% possible.
Yeah.
I think the problem starts coming in where it's a pride thing and like a lack of understanding of what the purpose of this thing is, you know.
So it can be a sense of resentment.
Some weird feeling like that, which could cause conflict, which could cause boil down into bigger issues. Same thing as with the young person and older person. An older person doesn't necessarily want to hear the young person's ideas, although the young person's ideas make sense within the marketplace right now. You know, so it can be challenging, but what I think, there needs to be a shift in a greater culture. But if that is put into law, I think that, if that is put into, I would say law in inverted commas, but if that is what happens in organizations, and what will happen in organizations, it will kind of force the birth of a new way of thinking.
Yeah.
You know, it will create the forced collaboration, which eventually becomes a natural thing.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? So corporates, listen, Desh has got some vital points here, yo.
Yeah.
You know, and it's such a tough topic, because
it is like it never ends. Like.
It really doesn't. Maybe let me put it this way, Desh. Why did you leave where you were and decide to go start your own thing?
Okay, I think definitely out of a frustration, you know. I don't want to get into details about it, but there comes a point where you're the only black female in a boardroom of creatives, and you're questioning why there are not more of us here, you know? When you're trying to explain, like, this is the culture, guys. It's not what you think. This is actually what's happening on the ground. No, let's play it safe. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And we're not being true to ourselves, right?
Yeah.
By no means am I saying, oh, I'm going to change the world. Mm. But I do believe in my small way, if I can say that I'm shifting the approach to how we approach kind of marketing.
Yeah.
And that's my kind of contribution in a small way. And because I have the influencer level, or the layer, so to speak, I feel like I'm helping both influencers drive their brands. Because it's, I always say to them, if, for example, I'm speaking to a rapper, the content you produce, it's not the fact that you're a musician. You produce content. Mm. The element is music.
Mm.
So you constantly need to make sure that you're talking, you're talking, you're talking. And then from a brand perspective, I mean, it's just basics, you know. You're thinking, oh, I have a campaign. I need to make sure that I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But it's things like, what is your platform priority?
Mm.
Do you have to be on every social media network?
Mm.
What is your tone of voice? Why are we not communicating in Vernac, for example, if you're a banking giant, you know what I mean? Why is English the preferred language? There's tons of questions, but from an agency environment, we're not asking them, so everyone just goes with the flow, you see? So that's kind of one of the reasons why I left. And hey, entrepreneurship, right?
Gotta
pull my own legacy,
right? So that's a very good point, because the you know, the sentiment behind asking entrepreneurship, right, is why not take the risk, why not try something different, why not why not step out of what is comfortable and secure and say, I also want to build an Apple. I also want to build a Samsung.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
Why not?
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm looking at this because essentially, then my next question would be, had those frustrations not been there, would you still be at the agency?
No, I think like, and I'm not, it's not because I'm a chick I'm saying this, but it's like you're born with this entrepreneurship spirit, you know. I come from a background, my family has always just like kind of done their own thing. I absolutely have respect for everyone that has slayed in corporate. I've even done corporate before agency and after agency. I just think that you're just naturally wired that way to always want to push the boundaries and go forward. And also that scary element where you're like, I don't know if I'm gonna get paid this much. Right?
Yes,
so
like.
I can
feel that deep in the soul.
You know what I'm saying? That,
everyone's
that,
getting the SMS on the 25th, and you're like, oh, there is no SMS.
Yeah, you gotta like just to feel good. You're like, yo, bro, just send me an SMS there. You know what I mean? But It is true. The excitement of entrepreneurship is definitely something that both keeps you up at night, but also keeps you motivated during the day, which is a fantastic feeling. And it's something that I wish, and I really encourage everybody to experience, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's a real vital part of growing up. If you guys have just tuned in, we are chatting to Desh from
iVent.
Give me your company name. iVent. Yes.
You have something to vent, right?
Yes, I was about to say.
Yeah, iVent.
I was just about to say it's a very clever name. Yeah, we got Desh from iVent in the building, and we're chatting about what she does as an individual and what her beliefs are around business and why she started what she has started. It's been a very interesting conversation. If you guys have missed it, you can catch the podcast at cliffcentral.com. We are not done with Desh, though. Desh still has something that I want to ask her that I want to try and figure out. Lesejo, I know you're looking at me thinking we might be thinking the same thing. I don't know if it's the same thing, but I want to ask Desh something that I think young people would find value in, especially if you're a young entrepreneur.
Mm-mm.
And one of those things is, did you start this thing all by yourself, or did you have people around you that made the process easier, or also added a skill set to what you're doing, or did you do this with your own hands completely? Do you have a team that you prefer to work with and that helped you get to where you are now?
Okay, all seven questions, let me answer.
They were all seven different of the same thing, right?
Right. You know, I the word entrepreneurship may come from a very singular mindset, but I can never say, and I can't speak for everyone, that you're completely alone in this. People inspire you, your processes inspire you to kind of go on a journey on yourself, and there's always going to be people around you that push you and motivate you, if not from a financial perspective, but from an emotional perspective.
Did you have investments?
No, I didn't, so I wish I could be sitting here saying, hey, you know,
yes, me
money.
Too.
You know,
yeah.
It's easy to watch the Shark Tanks and the Dragon Dens of the world, and I always applaud that because it really just shows you that you can have the courage and ask the right questions. But I also want to say in the same breath, not to deviate from your question, that we shouldn't be jaded. We shouldn't look at amazing shows like that and think, oh, it's all easy, you know, or look at Instagram and think, hashtag girl boss, life's amazing, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I always try to stay true to who I am, and I show the upsides and the downsides. I have a close network of also female entrepreneurs, and we follow each other and we share our content.
Nice.
So people know that, hey, guess what? There are days we're in tears.
Yeah.
But to come
Which
back,
is real.
Yeah, exactly. And to come back to your question, I by no means ever think that this is a solo ship. The way my model is, it's a consultancy, and I don't say it's a traditional digital agency. So I have consultants that plug in. So if I'm doing, for example, a sports brand, I could pull in someone that's more aligned from a traditional sports PR and whatever.
So you're like a hub almost.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that way, I'm always finding amazing creatives.
True.
So, like, I just found an amazing, young, passionate video director, and now I want to put him on a really cool campaign, and I know that it's going to help him tenfold for his brand, so to speak, you know?
So,
it's like that.
So you go into clients, and you sell your agency, or you sell your business model to them, right? Okay, and you walk in there, and you say, how's it? My name's Desh. I'm from iVent. So,
it
please.
Just happened last week, please, so it's so true.
Yeah, please hear what I got to say, all right? And then you sit down, and you start chatting to them. Do you find that the receptiveness of these boardrooms that you find yourself in is a little hindered because of the fact that you don't have 50 to 100 employees or that you don't have a massive office building, or you know, do you feel that is something that creates a bit of an issue?
Exactly. No, definitely. As well as you don't have the legacy, like I'm not going to throw names out, but you're not part of a big global group.
Yeah.
The three letters, you know what I mean? Right? So yeah, but I think that actually motivates me. And I always say, you're only as good as your last piece of work. So I don't even start with my about who I am. I literally say, this is the last piece of work we've done.
Shout out.
Here are the analytics. Because for me, I'm data driven. And as much as we can be very creative and say, the look and feel is right and the sentiment, the data is going to tell you whether it worked or not.
That's very true. I've been working in digital marketing for also 3 to 4 years before I also started doing my own thing. And it's important to have some data to back up an idea.
Exactly.
But I kind of come from the position where I never let the data dictate the idea completely.
Because
data is numbers, and numbers are final, and numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
But at the same time, numbers don't have hearts, ears, eyes,
exactly.
Souls, you know. I switched the mic off because you walked
so
out
quick.
Because your energy was still here and it was going in the mic.
I was gonna say numbers don't tell the full story.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. So I don't let it dictate it, but at the same time it's important. So I like that you do that. It's just an interesting thing because I know young people don't start businesses in the fashion that they've got a massive building and flipping 20 employees. Your business probably has one or two employees that you pay a salary.
Exactly.
But the point is execution. Execution is what we're in the business of.
And quality.
You know, so what I do now is I'm working on like my first campaign as the company I opened 7 months ago, and it's pretty cool. I'm really excited to get it launched and see what the results are, you know. But I'm waiting for that to manifest and result in something. Yes. I'm going to package that, and then I'm going to knock on doors and say, right, guys, this is who I am. Hi, my name is Vaughn.
Yep.
This is what I do. Yep. This is what I've done.
Mm.
Now, what really matters is that I executed that.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
Give me the chance to execute something for you.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I just want corporates and older people to just sort of give the young people a chance. You know, they don't need to have the 50-man team. They don't need to have the massive building.
Yeah,
Trust me, young people today have shifted business models to work exactly how these agencies work. There's
the
nothing
for your lifestyle. You're traveling and you're working. You know.
You do you know what I'm saying?
Always on mentality.
Always on. I'm always there. I'm always going to get it done. And the key here is that if we look at the results at the end of the day, Desh, what iVent has done, and you have to compare it apples for apples with what an agency has done for the same brand.
Yes.
No difference. Perhaps better.
Exactly.
No, so not perhaps. Definitely better. You're more invested.
Yeah, and not to sound facetious, but because you're a young entrepreneur, you're going to give a lot of value add, which is exactly a case of what I did just last month.
Mm.
And the brand's feedback is, wow, this is amazing. It's like an end of the cost, and we've got a little bit of Nyana extra this time.
and that Nyana extra is what an agency puts on as a cost item.
Oh my God, you know line items,
trust
right?
Me. Okay. Line items for days.
For
Let me
days.
Tell you when you get an invoice from Vaughn, what happens? One line.
Done.
I hit you with the one line. Then the rest of me, it's cool. That's what you get to experience when I'm with you in your team.
Oh. But something I did want to actually mention that sparked a thought was that there's always going to be a time where you don't have something to show. You're going to walk in the boardroom. Mm. And I'm a firm believer of portfolio work. To this day, even though, yes, I want to make a profit, I will go to a certain brand that I want to work with and I'll say, can I do a portfolio piece? So I want to encourage the young entrepreneurs to not always just chase the dollar sign sometimes. If you believe in that brand, approach them, brand manager. I don't know, stalk them on Twitter if you have to, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Need to slay.
Yeah.
And then do that piece and then you'll have a body of work to start something.
The truth is that you can't always be doing you can't always be doing business in the beginning for the profit. You need to do it to build the idea of what it is that you have
the
and
reputation.
What it is that you can do.
Exactly.
The reputation gets to a point where it's like, wow, Desh and Ivan can really pull things off. I'm going to plug them into someone that needs them. You understand?
Yeah.
So young people, keep a balance between doing things for profit and doing things for free, essentially, but to help build you and your brand. But don't get abused. Don't do it too much. You also
got to
eat. Yes, don't get ripped off. And that's the balance. And I think it's a responsibility on both sides.
Yeah.
Corporates and clients, don't take advantage of young Lesejo coming through with a brilliant idea. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Young Lesejo's got hundreds of those ideas. But, you know, respect the man. Put food in his plate. Do you know what I'm saying? And Lesejo,
Everyone's hungry.
And young Lesejo, don't go into the boardroom afraid to charge these people. These people got rags, bro. These people got money. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm going to switch this up a little bit, right? So we've spoken about what it is to be an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
Vaughn said at the beginning, you switch up a 9-to-5 for a 24-7, right? Here's my toughest thing, guys. In terms of, and again, I mean, we need to stick to what we plan today. But in terms of lifestyle and inverted commas, this healthy lifestyle business, right?
Yes.
Myself, even with a 9-to-5 and anything I go on about, I find it so tough to pull off, right? Because sometimes when you just want to eat, you don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And half the time when you're on the road, it's so difficult to find something that you like that doesn't have carbs.
Yes, I get you. I get
you know
you.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I know with girls, it's even more sensitive because girls
but
are always
that
like,
is an app for healthy stuff. You can just order that food. I'm going to mention the brand just in case. You know?
So is that how you manage
to
it,
solve
Desh?
Your appetite. It's so cheesy.
There you go.
No, but like truly though, that's what's been saving me the last 2 weeks. I've been playing like lost the late nights.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my God, like I just want to go reach here, or I don't feel like getting in my car and going through the drive through.
Yeah.
I now actually have options via an app, which just shows you technology is amazing. And I can choose to go either Italian or the healthy route, you know.
Nice.
But on the opposite side, I do believe that you can plan, you know. I'm not about like, oh, meal prep Sunday and then you have like 55 pieces of celery on your plate. But I do believe that you know that Wednesday to Friday is going to be hectic, and then you can kind of accommodate for that. So even in your home office or wherever you work, instead of having the Red Bull, have juices there or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Just plan ahead.
Yeah. Warren? Try keep off the Red Bull a little bit. It's not the best thing for your life. Believe me.
I know. Six Red Bulls later.
My mind starts fizzing when I think about it. Red Bull, shout out to you guys, though. Very dope brand. Very, very cool. I'm not hating on you.
Love
I'm just saying
studio.
That.
Love you guys.
Absolutely. Love you guys to bits. But it's just not good to drink too many energy drinks and too many fizzy drinks. So one thing I've learned to do in this like very busy sort of entrepreneurial lifestyle is to try and keep fruit on me at all times. You know, I keep a bit of fruit on me. I keep some water on me. I make sure that I don't drink too many coffees. You know, I'm just a little bit more aware of what I do because I used to drink a lot of energy drinks, various bulls. Ones, yeah, energy bulls.
Energy bulls. Yeah,
that, you know what I'm saying? Because they are always top of mind. But I mean, like generally speaking, I used to drink a lot of energy drinks. I used to drink a lot of coffee too because you know, agency life.
Yeah, oh my God, you know that,
it's
right?
It's ridiculous,
and
you know.
And they keep it that small little budget, you know, pizza.
Yeah, wow. Come on, like right? Wacky Wednesday vibes. It's too, yeah,
bar,
you know, right? It gets too much. So I decided, okay, now that I work for myself, let me just be a little bit more conscious of what it is that I need to put in my body, because I realized that it works in one.
Yeah.
You know, we all kind of, everything we are made up of works together.
Yeah,
what you put in your body affects the way you feel.
Yeah.
What you do as exercise affects the way you think.
Yeah.
You know, our minds, our souls, our physique all works together.
Even
you know?
Down to how you present in the boardroom. Yeah.
Absolutely. The energy that you have and the way your face looks. Sometimes you can go into a boardroom looking absolutely drained because you haven't eaten properly or you haven't slept properly or whatever the case is. So I'm just a little bit more aware of it. I'm not perfect at it, but I've forced myself to be a little bit more of a healthy Vaughn.
So what we're going to do now, right? So we've planned a Skype call, right? So Vaughn's on the decks there. So we'll be talking to the Vital Health Foods Dietitian Expert,
Andrea Duplessis.
There we go.
Duplessis.
I was like, what? No, it can't be.
Yeah, we're going to be chatting to Andrea Duplessis, who is going to talk to us about a healthy lifestyle and in our, especially in an entrepreneur's life where it's so fast paced. We're going to try to get them on the line now. If you can, are they on the line? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Andrea. How are you doing?
You got my surname right, yes. I'm well, thinking you.
Duplessis,
that's
yes.
Perfect.
You see, you know, my Afrikaans teacher did teach me something in school, you know? It's not, I didn't completely waste my time.
I can tell. Well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining us. We've been chatting to Desh from iVent, who's in studio with us as well. She's a young entrepreneur who owns a digital marketing and sort of content creation business. And we've been chatting about the fast-paced lifestyles of us young entrepreneurs and young entrepreneurs that might be out there listening. And one important thing that's come up in our conversation is just around the idea of trying to remain healthy within this fast-paced life that we're living, and we need your help, Andrea. We need you to tell us what we can do to stay healthy and eat healthy during these vital years of our life.
Well, as you say, it's a fast-paced lifestyle. I think I know very few people that actually have a chilled lifestyle. We're on the run, and with diet and nutrition, it's so difficult because you often have to eat on the run. I mean, most people spend most of their time away from home, where most of the food is consumed. So snacking is really the big trend. And healthy snacking becomes a big challenge then.
It becomes very difficult because isn't it also very expensive to have healthy snacks?
It can be, but if you look at buying foods that sit in your fridge and go off, snacking is becoming a sensible option.
Mm.
And like we said, obviously we need to make it affordable and sensible and also healthy. So thankfully, snacking is such a big trend. I mean, they call it snackification these days, where food manufacturers are actually looking at this and offering the public healthy options and different meal options, from snack pots to healthy bars, healthy crisps that are air-puffed, not fried like chips, etc., because they know that people are going to eat on the run. And obviously, our challenge is to make sure to get all the nutrients we need on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful. I mean, there are some products coming out, bars that you can eat on the run with added vitamins, etc. But that will definitely make a good contribution.
Okay, absolutely. And can you tell me just why did Vital Health Foods shift into the food sector?
Well, exactly for that. I mean, Vital's big mission is to help people to get healthier every day. And we specialize in good nutrition, but we see the gap really in offering convenience foods and snack foods that are tasty, first of all, because we know people are not going to eat it if it's not tasty and yummy, and also contains not just nutrients, but also are affordable. So I think that we've just launched some wonderful new products, bars and bites that are made from dried fruit and nuts with added vitamins, you know, so that is just such a bonus.
Yes.
So it's something convenient and easy to eat, and it has your added vitamins, and then also some rice crisps. That would be a healthy alternative to potato chips that are deep fried.
Yeah, that is very true. And do you recommend an exercise plan with the snack lifestyle that you're talking about? Because you know, as millennials or as young people, we do find it difficult to, let's say, eat healthy. But one thing that we are sort of accustomed to is trying to go for a little bit of a run or go for a gym session. Will these snacks and these nutrients still give us enough energy to execute any kind of exercise that we need?
Definitely. I'm so pleased you asked that, because as a dietitian, when somebody approaches me to ask for a diet, I always say to them the first part of the diet is called exercise. And I'm also a runner. I do trail running.
Oh, awesome.
So and I've run with these bars and bite offerings, and they really work very well. It's made from dates and dried fruit and nuts, and that's such a wholesome form of energy because it gives you sustained release energy. So obviously with sport and exercise and activity, that forms part of your whole long day of other activities as well. So you can't only do with a short burst of energy. It needs to be a sustained energy. And that's what's really cool about these products.
That is very, very cool. And it sounds like something that I definitely need to get involved in. Where can we find your products? Where can we find Vital Health Foods? Is it in all our stores? Is it easily to access?
Well, there's an existing range of Vital supplements and foods available already.
Yeah.
But the new Vital bars and bites are brand new. They're actually leaving our distribution center this week.
Nice.
So from mid to end April, people can find them in the leading retailers like the supermarkets and pharmacies. So it's the Vital bars and bites with the added vitamins and then also delicious air-popped rice crisps that are flavorful.
That sounds amazing. I think I need to go get a couple of those. And just before we go, Andrea, I just want to know, who is this for? Who are these snacks for? If you had to give me the criteria of the people that you think it would suit perfectly, we'd love to know.
Well, definitely somebody who's looking for a healthy alternative, but who also insists on eating something that tastes nice. Definitely for the millennials and people that have an on-the-run, fast-paced lifestyle that spend very little time at home.
So like busy moms.
And never sit down for a meal. Oh, yes, especially the moms that do the school run. Lots of moms are working and sorting out the school run and all of that.
Mm.
Students that also don't have access to home-cooked meals. And then definitely also for the school lunch boxes, these things are ideal. So anybody who is on the run eating snacks, although, I mean, the latest research shows us that 90% of people snack multiple times a day, and we snack actually, about 50% of our daily food intake comes from snacks.
Wow.
So best those be good snacks, hey?
Yeah, well, definitely. If they're going to be snacks, they might as well be good snacks. Thank you so much for calling in, Andrea. We really appreciate it. That is Andrea Duplessis from Vital Health Foods. You guys should keep a lookout for the products that are going to be online. You're going to have to keep a lookout for the products that are going to be in all your stores really, really soon. There's a new range coming out between mid and end of April. Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate the advice. We are going to adjust our lives to suit this new healthy lifestyle that we need to pursue in order to live a long and healthy life. Thank you very much, Andrea.
Well, thank you so much. We all want to be healthier every day.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll keep in touch.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Right, guys, if you had just joined in, we had Andrea from Vital Health Foods in on the Skype call with us, telling us how us young people should stay healthy, and because of our busy lives, we need to adapt this new trend which is coming into place. It's like less meals, which is no three meals a day, but five small snacks a day. So I don't know, Lesojo, could you fit in 5 snacks a day, mate?
Bro, that's so subjective. When you say small, what are you
exactly, right? I say dish.
One container or two.
it's very true. It's very it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for me, I won't lie, because I've got to walk around with a bag. I already walk around with a damn bag full of chargers and cables.
Oh, yeah.
Now I've got to walk around with a damn bag full of, like, you know, little containers of nuts. I'm not too sure. Yeah, man, I gotta get 5 side chicks and I gotta go through again.
Shout out.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that must be all the side chicks clapping.
So, Deshni, yeah. On another non-patriarchal note. So, I don't know. It's been insightful, right? I think there's been a lot said. But we know the crux of the matter, what it is. If you're an entrepreneur, be an entrepreneur.
Sure.
If you've got to be an entrepreneur, do it well. Don't do it just for the money. Build a portfolio. Get it right. Execute. Am I right?
That's very true. I saw this tweet saying, plan and then execute. And if that doesn't work, plan and then execute. Mm.
Swag. Do you know what I'm saying? Looking for
it. So it makes sense, right?
Sitting back is like, yeah, I see something smart today.
add to my street cred. Right, guys, listen, we're coming to the end of the show. You know how it is, man. This is the shortest hour of the week every week, especially when me and Lesojo are in the building. Time flies, bro.
Always.
What's going on, dog?
Don't worry, I'm going to change that very soon, but I'm going to keep them on the wraps. We need to take Deshni out because she's going to a client, right?
Yeah, you got a client. You got a client coming up.
I got to pay those bills.
You got to pay those bills. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the conversation we had with Desh from iVents. She has been a really, really cool guest and sharing some really insightful information on young entrepreneurship and especially the business that she's in. Desh, any last words for the listeners? This is going to live on a podcast, so no pressure.
Okay, cool. This one's just kind of all-encompassing, like stand up for something or fall for anything and everything. Hmm. And there's always going to be that time where you're that one person in the boardroom. Say it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You never know how you're going to impact, whether it's a young person or an older person. And lastly, I've said it before, do it for the right reasons. There's nothing against you if you love working corporate or agency, because you're going to make an impact. Just make sure that when you put your head to sleep at night, you're actually happy with who you are. That's it.
Thank you so much, Des. We really appreciate you coming through. If you guys have missed the conversation, it will be on the podcast on cliffcentral.com. That is Des from iVent. Really good, really important conversation we just had with the young entrepreneur. We appreciate you guys for tuning in every single week and listening to our bullshit and our advice at the same time. Listen, what you got to say to the people, bro?
Peace, love, and happiness, fam.
Peace,
out.
Love, and happiness.
Done.
Hey! And listen, for the way he walks out of a building, you know that he knows, you know exactly that he knows who he is. Do you know what I'm saying? He walks out with confidence. He's already closed the door, this guy. He's out of the building. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. We really appreciate your support. We really appreciate the engagement. If you guys want to stay in touch with us after the show, you can do so on Twitter. We're all active on Twitter. I'm at @V_TheEverything. Lesojo is at @LSG_Mapanga. Then we've got Simpiwe Petros on Twitter, as well as Weza That Guy, who is Weza Matomane. They are not in today, but they will definitely be in next week. And as the weeks go by, you will hear a few different combinations of us four in studio, because we've decided that we want to keep the energies fresh and we don't want to become a little redundant, you know? So it's good to keep the content flowing and it's good to keep the energies different. Same as in your life, you know what I'm saying? Choose the people you hang with. Ration it out. Make sure you're around good energies. Don't let the bad energies drag you down. And tune in to Unplugged and In Charge every week, man. You know that we can have conversations like this. This is dope. It's been crazy. And we really appreciate you guys supporting what it is we do on air and off air. It's been really good. Palesa's swinging her hand in the air, which means that I need to wrap up. She's always shouting at me. It's like I've got a mother at Cliff Central and I've got a mother at home. Well, my mother's in Cape Town, but you know what I'm saying. So I appreciate I appreciate you guys, man, and I'm gonna be on next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. We out. CliffCentral.com.